Shalom to the saints of God. You are welcome to daily devotion. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity through this platform to share the bread of life for our edification in the body of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, our guide, will guide us into the very truth that we need this day, in the name of Jesus. May we be led by the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, at the end of this little sharing, let there be edification. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. To continue with the same thoughts we've started with, I would like to title this little exhortation to be follow your guide through submission. Follow your guide through submission. Let us read from the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. It reads, "Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." From these scriptures, it is evident that God has chosen some men, even in the church, to be leaders. And the admonition here is that those leaders are to be followed. According to the scripture we just read now, it said, "Remember them which have that the rule over you." Remember those leaders, those people that God have chosen, those men that God have given authority for your edification, those men that God have chosen to guide and to lead you. He said, "They have spoken the word of God unto you." He said, whose faith that they have delivered, that faith they have delivered unto you. He said, follow. He said, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. So, you are to follow them as your guide, but as you submit to them. The guide is an authority for your edification, and God has ordained it that way, that in the body of Jesus Christ, He has placed men, He has put some people in the body to be of help to others. And remember, there is a room for submission. If we don't submit, there is no way we can also prove that we are following the guide. You can't even prove that you are following the Holy Spirit when you are not following the leaders that God has ordained for the edification of the church. In the same chapter, in the same book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves. Can we see that? Obey them that have the rule over you, and they what? Submit yourself. For they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Amen. It is very, very important, if we are going to follow the leadership of the Spirit, to identify even what I call authority in the body. There is authority in the body of Jesus Christ. And because there is authority in the body of Jesus Christ, there must be submission in the body of Jesus Christ. Because it is because there is authority, that is where there is need for submission. And the Lord has placed authority in His body, even for members of the body to also submit to. And submitting to the authority is what makes the body to be edified. And I pray the Lord God will cause us to understand that there is authority in the body of Jesus Christ. I mean authority among the members of the body of Jesus Christ. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul says this in verse 8. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord had given us for edification. Can we see that? He speaks of our authority, the authority given to him as a minister of the gospel, an able minister of the New Testament. He said this authority was given for the edification, the edification of the body of Christ. Let me take it again. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord has given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. Amen. Also, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 7, let us see what Paul has to say there too. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace. Unto every one of us, every member of the body of Jesus Christ is given grace. But this grace is according to the measure of the gift of Christ. He said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he left captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descended on first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he mentioned from verse 11, he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We can see from these scriptures, Paul is making us to understand that there are men that are called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And these are measures of the gift of Christ. And that's why we must understand that there is authority in the body. That's why the Bible says that we should obey those who have rule over us. There are people that this ministry has been committed into their hands. And if for the perfecting of the saints, for the saints to be equipped for their own work of the ministry, so that the body can be edified. For the body must edify itself, and every member of the body must supply for the purpose of edification. And that's why there is a need for submission to one another in all aspects. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Also, let us read from the 2 Corinthians chapter 10, from verse 12. Paul says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. This is a very important verse of the scriptures to really warn us that there is no need for comparison. There is no need for comparison. We don't compare ourselves with one another. No. Why? We are given grace according to the measure of his gifts. He is the one that distributes. So let every member remain in the position that the Lord God has placed him or her in the body of Jesus Christ. So, amen. So, but we will not boast of things without our measure. We should not boast of anything beyond the measure that Christ has given us. But according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. There is a measure of the grace that God has given unto Paul and unto every even minister of the gospel. We don't go beyond that measure. We don't suppose to go to that beyond that measure, but we are to operate within the grace that the Lord God himself has given unto us. He said, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other man's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hands. But he that glory, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commended himself is approved, but whom the Lord commended. Hallelujah. May God help us, and may God grant us grace to yield to this admonition. There is, just like I said, there is authority. There is authority in the body of Jesus Christ. There are men that God has specifically placed in certain position in the body for the edification of the body of Jesus Christ. And every member of the body of Jesus Christ is supposed to identify his or her place in the body, even for edification. For there is no member of the body of Jesus Christ that is useless. Every member is very important. Every part of the body is important. Every member has a function in the body. And may we all identify that which is our portion, even in the body of Jesus Christ, so that we can edify one another. And that's why it is necessary. Bible says we should submit to one another. If we are to be guided, and God is to use man to guide us, and truly God has been using men to guide his people. I'm not forgetting the fact that the Holy Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, is given unto man as a guide. But I want to tell you, even with that, you need a human guide. Because we are members of the same body, and the way God has ordained it is that every member in the body is to supply to the body for edification, the building up of the body. And if it is so that every member is to contribute towards this building process, then there will be need for members to submit to one another. It won't be possible for this to be achieved when there is no submission. Because God has placed authority in the body, and one God that placed authority in the body also understand that there is need for submission to be in the body. If there is no submission in the body, if there is no authority in the body, then there may be no need of submission. But God has placed your brother, God has placed your sister in a specific position in the body, and you need to submit for you to be beneficiary. You need to submit to him for you to be a beneficiary of that which God has deposited in that your brother or in that your sister. May God help us even to submit to one another. May we be led by the Spirit. And I say, the Lord is using even one your brother. God, the Lord is using your sister also to be of edification to you. The Lord want to use your pastor to be of edification unto you. The Lord want to use your sister to be of edification to you. The Lord want to use your brother to be of edification to you. May God cause all of us to begin to respect the grace of God in one another. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would like us to also read the account of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4. Let me read verses 10 and 11. As every man had received the gift, every man, every brother, every sister, every member of the body has received the gift. There is a gift that is for you. there is a place that God has put you in the body. As every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Remember, brethren, this gift that we receive, it is not ours. We have received it and we are to minister it. We are called good stewards. We are stewards. And you know the responsibility of a steward in a household. A steward is to distribute to members of the household. Every believer should see himself or herself as a steward who has the responsibility to distribute whatever the household holder has given unto him for distribution. So if every man has received any gift, it is the responsibility of such one to minister the same to the members of the family, to be a good steward of the manifold grace of God. The Bible says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. It is God that is giving the ability. So it is, if you are to minister anything, let minister it according to the ability that is from God, not from the flesh. Let the Spirit of God carry out the work in you. Let the Spirit of God be the one doing it in you, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. So, brethren, these scriptures explain the beauty of the body of Jesus Christ. In fact, it makes me to see that how wonderful the body of Jesus Christ is. And if we can discern the body of Jesus Christ rightly, there will be mutual respect even in the body. Because every member understand that I'm a member in particular. I have my own specific portion in the body. I have my place in the body. And I am to be a steward in the body. That which the Lord has given unto me, the measure of the gift of Christ that is in me, I am to minister it to the body of Jesus Christ for the edification. And once everyone comes to this revelation truth, when you come to this truth and we understand it, we will know how to easily submit to one another. When you submit to your brother, you submit to the authority that Christ has placed in that brother, does not make you a fool. You know that you are submitting to Christ in your brother. You are submitting to Christ in your sister. You are submitting to Christ in that young one, in that elderly man, even in the church. Oh, and as we do that, we are becoming better, because the Lord is using such thing for our edification. The body is being edified, and that is how you will begin to see the body of Jesus Christ, the growth of the body, even beyond the local setting. May the Lord help the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us see 1 Peter chapter 5 and see the account of Peter there concerning submission to the authority that God has placed in the church. Okay. 1 Peter 5, I'm reading from verse 1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom I am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. This addressing the elders that are to oversee the flock, the leaders, the leadership of the church. He said, neither has been lost over God's heritage. So leadership of the church does not mean that some men are made lords over God's heritage. but being examples to the flock. They are to be examples to the flock, not as lords, but they are men that God has placed in the position of authority. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. So this is to tell us that there are people that God has placed in position of authority, and we are to submit unto them. Verse 5 says, likewise, ye younger, young brothers and sisters, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. Brethren, the Bible admonishes the younger one to submit to the elders. Very, very important. I discovered that this thing is lacking at this material time. Many of the younger generation believers that are of the new generation, they seem to believe that they know better than the elders. But this thing has affected a lot of things. I've seen places where elders are no longer respected, and it has affected a lot of things because the younger generations are not submitting. They don't understand that there is a place of experience. You see, there is a place of experience as you walk with the Lord, and they forget the admonition of the Lord to submit to the elders. And I admonish all the young ones on this platform, please submit yourself unto the elders, and it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Not only that, the Bible says, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisted the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. It is something difficult for a man of the flesh to be made subject to another. But the Bible says, all of you be subject one to another. If you don't submit to your brother, if you don't submit to that your sister, it will be difficult for you to receive that which the Lord has given her, because that which the Lord has given him to minister unto you. For the Lord has made every member of his body a steward, and he has given his steward a gift to minister to the body. So when you don't subject yourself, when you don't submit to one another, it will be difficult for you to receive that which the Lord has sent to that particular steward. I pray the Lord God will open our eyes. This thing is very important at this material time, brethren, in the body of Jesus Christ. Submission, submission. Everybody seems to be, I know it all. No, somebody believe that he has known all. He's not learning from anyone. It's a very dangerous thing. When you are no longer learning, when nobody can be of help to you, nobody can speak to you, nobody, you believe you are to supply all the time and never to receive. When a man has reached that level that he doesn't receive again, but he supplies, I'm afraid of such a person. No matter how highly placed you think you are, you should understand that the members of the body of Jesus Christ depend on one another. There is no superior member. There is no member of the body that don't need supply. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. We need to ask for grace from God Almighty, the grace to be clothed with humility. Important is this, fact that those who are not humble cannot be helped. And the Bible tells us that God resists the proud, and he gives grace to the simple, to the humble. Therefore, humble yourself. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. In conclusion, may I say this once again? If you are in the Spirit, if you are to be led by the Spirit, if the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you will be able to also acknowledge the Word of God. A man will not claim that he's being led by the Spirit, but he cannot obey the Word of God. I don't see how the Word of how the Spirit of God in you will lead you contrary to the written Word of God. So, follow your guide through submission. There are men that God have chosen. There are men that God have ordained to be of help to you in your walk with the Lord. Follow them. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. If there is no submission, there can't be followership. If you don't submit, you can't prove to follow what you don't submit to. If you are following a man or you are following Christ through a man, it means you must have submitted to that man. You must have seen that man to be the authority that God has placed for your edification. So, I admonish you in the name of the Lord, as we round up now, that please submit yourself to one another in the fear of God. Submit yourself to every authority that God has constituted, especially the spiritual authority for your spiritual edification. May God bless you all in Jesus' name. Shalom. Almighty God, I pray that you will use this little exhortation to be of blessing unto your people, as many that will listen. Lord, may they come to the realization that they need to follow their guide through submission. I pray that you will grant unto us the spirit of humility to submit to one another. In Jesus' name, amen.